Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Brandon McNitt. On 6/10/26, Mrs. Terrell performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, and when compared to a study dated 3/3/26, there's been no change period. A paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop. On 6/10/26, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/24/26, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Chomel, C-H-O-M-E-L. This goes to Deborah Cobb, comma, FNP, on 6/10/26. Mrs. Chomel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 2/17/25, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight. That's K-N-I-G-H-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 6/10/26, Mr. Knight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 3/25/26, there's been no change period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 6/10/26, Mr. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/4/26, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ben Nieto, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 6/10/26, Mr. Nieto performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/25/26, there's been some improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study, period. A paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.